The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have left tens of thousands of American soldiers with service-related injuries or illnesses. The Defense Department has been trying to match wounded soldiers with employers who can see beyond their disabilities. Kansas Public Radio's Brian Thompson paid a visit this week to a career fair at Fort Riley, Kansas.
The conference center at Fort Riley is abuzz with activity as a few hundred soldiers, both in and out of uniform, meet with employers to talk about jobs. These troops are planning careers after the military while coping with the challenges of their service-related disabilities. Lieutenant Colonel Andy Price heads Fort Riley's Warrior Transition Battalion, which helps wounded soldiers prepare for civilian life.
Some of them have limited mobility issues. Some of them have concerns that they may not be marketable in the civilian environment. So while they are here, they get to go around and do applications and interviews on the spot and realize that there's a future for them.
Sergeant David Womack served 3 tours of duty in Iraq as a military policeman. He says he returned home with a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder.
The stuff that, you know, not only, you know, myself saw, but everyone else is seeing over there, you know, it doesn't even take very much to have a big impact. In relation to other wounded warriors, I would think mine is not very as severe, but it definitely impacts in jobs.
As he makes his way past the job tables, Womack stops at a display from the world's second largest defense contractor.
Hello.
Hey there, young man. How are you doing?
Not too bad. My name's
Good.
David.
Okay, so. David, Dwayne Hardesty. I'm with Northrop Grumman Corporation.
Okay.
Dwayne Hardesty is the point man for Northrop Grumman's Operation Impact, a program that tries to find jobs for severely wounded soldiers.
Okay, 8 years service, mm-hmm. And what's your MOS?
31 Bravo, military police.
Okay, so you're law enforcement.
Yes.
Is that kind of the career field that you want to stay in?
I'd like to.
That's a good one.
Hardesty tells Womack to email him his resume and then directs him to a website where he can explore jobs he might be qualified for.
Now, it's very structured. Why did we do that? Because a lot of the warriors we're working with, maybe they got PTSD, and so what happens is you need a lot of structure.
Hardesty is a retired Army colonel, so he's right at home talking to soldiers. He says he's been to all but one of the 30 Hiring Heroes career fairs held across the country in the past 5 years. Hardesty likes Fort Riley's because it includes smaller, local employers like those represented by Leo Converse, who's hiring for 15 sales jobs at a local chain of car dealerships.
We don't pay attention to the disabilities. We're primarily just looking for good people. For one thing, they always know how to show up on time.
Reliability is just one of the skills former soldiers often bring to the table. Some of the employers here say career fairs like this allow them to both hire good workers and to show gratitude to these soldiers for their service. For NPR News, I'm Brian Thompson in Salina, Kansas.
You're listening to NPR News.